Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story. Many of you are in school right now. Many of you are making new friends or in new groups if you're homeschooling like we are. And you're meeting new friends. So today's story actually goes right along those lines. It's called The Sandwich Swap. And this story was written by Her Majesty Queen Rania Al-Abdullah, and it's also written by Kelly DiPuccio, and it's illustrated by Trisha Tuza. And this was recommended to us by some of our patrons. We want to give our patrons shout out, yeah, to our friend Leah and her mom Catherine. And they recommended this story, and I'm so excited that they did because I think we're going to love it. Are you ready? It is. Okay, so today's story is read by Mommy and Mew. Mew, are you my kitten?
Mew, Pikachu.
Oh, Pikachu.
Mew.
And Mew too?
Mew.
Just Mew.
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 Pikachu.
He's a collection of Pokemon. Oh, Mew shapeshifts into different Pokemon. That's why you had Mew and Pikachu. I see. It's all making sense now. I guess I have a Mew in my hands. Are you ready for your story, Mew?
Mew.
All right. It all began with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it ended with a hummus sandwich. Do you know what hummus is? It's one of my favorite snacks. You can use it as a spread in a sandwich, too. It's kind of it's a versatile food. It could be a dip or it could be a spread. But it usually is found in Middle Eastern cuisine. And that's a lot to say. It comes from a very specific part of the world. And there's like a good dozen or more countries that are part of the Middle East. And it's a very common food over there. Selma and Lily were best friends at school. They drew pictures together, and they played on the swings together, and we can see them. They even look, it looks like they do art together too, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They jumped rope together. Oh, that's probably during PE, right? And they ate their lunches together, which is helpful, right? Something fun for you to do with your friends. But just what they ate was a little different. Lily ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day for lunch. Selma ate a hummus and pita sandwich every day for lunch. And although Lily never said it out loud, she thought Selma's sandwich looked weird and yucky. She felt terrible that her friend had to eat that icky chickpea paste every day. Ew. Yuck. And although Selma never said it out loud, she thought Lily's sandwich looked strange and gross, and she felt just awful that her friend had to eat that gooey peanut paste every day. Ew, gross. Then one day, Lily just couldn't hold back those pesky thoughts any longer.
"Your sandwich looks kind of yucky,"
she blurted out.
"What did you say?"
Selma asked, thinking she must have misunderstood her friend.
"I said, your sandwich looks yucky."
Selma frowned. She looked down at the thin, soft bread, and she thought of her beautiful, smiling mother as she carefully cut Selma's sandwich into two neat halves that morning. Her hurt feelings turned mad.
"Yeah, Well, your sandwich looks gross, and it smells bad, too.
Zama snapped back. Lily looked surprised. She sniffed the thin, squishy bread, and she thought of her dad in his silly apron, whistling as he cut Lily's sandwich into two perfect triangles that morning. Lily scowled.
It does not smell bad, does too. Ew, yuck!
Ew, gross!
That afternoon, the two friends did not draw pictures together. They did not swing together. And they did not jump rope together. The next day, Selma ate her lunch at one table. And Lily ate her lunch at another. Oh dear, is that how we should treat our friends? What do you think? No. Meanwhile, the peanut butter versus hummus story had spread, and everyone began choosing sides. Each side had something not nice to say to the other.
Peanut butter breath, garlic breath, jelly heads, chickpea brains.
Pretty soon, the rude insults had nothing at all to do with peanut butter or hummus.
You're weird. You're stupid. You look funny. You dress dumb.
And then it happened. Somebody yelled,
"Food fight!"
And peanut butter and hummus sandwiches and other favorite lunches began flying back and forth between both sides of the lunchroom. They stuck to the walls, they stuck to the ceiling, they stuck to the lunch lady. When the sandwiches were all gone, pudding cups and applesauce and carrot sticks took flight. Selma and Lily looked at one another from across the rowdy, splattered room. They both felt ashamed by what they saw. They both felt really ashamed when the principal called them into her office after they had helped clean up the mess. The following day, Selma sat her lunch down across from Lily's. The two girls nibbled on their sandwiches in silence. Lily got up the courage to speak.
"Would you like to try a bite of my peanut butter and jelly?"
Selma grinned.
"Sure, why not? Would you like to try my hummus and pita?"
Lily laughed.
"I'd like that." "Okay, on the count of three." "Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three." "Hey, this is delicious, and this is heavenly."
The girls giggled and hugged and traded sandwiches. After lunch, Selma and Lily met with the principal again. This time, they were there to suggest a very special event for the whole school. And that's how it all began, with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and ended with a hummus and pita sandwich. And in the picture, we can see what they had asked for. What had they asked for?
A sandwich swap day.
Uh-huh. It's a day where everybody brings their favorite food from whatever country it is that they love. And then everybody gets to try different foods from different parts of the world. And you know what? I think that's a really great idea, because I have yet to meet somebody who doesn't like a taco or a piece of pizza or a sushi roll or, let's think, what else? A dumpling. Or
a ninja.
All the yummy different kinds of cuisines that there are out there. so many more. Because they're yummy, and the world is full of interesting flavors. And the more we explore, the more we will learn about the world. And that's a pretty good thing. And it is also Pika Pika.
Pika Pika.
The end.
Pika Pika.